Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Tzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan Oza L'chad Osar. Rabbi Yochanan went to a place. Omar Ono Ben Azai Dehocho. He says, treat me like Ben Azai. Ben Azai was very chorif, was very sharp. Treat me like Ben Azai, ask me questions. Also Chatzav Sholi, came an old man, ask him. Omar, he brought a Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. Gidule Trumo, Trumo. When you go and replant a Trumo, whatever grows is Trumo as well. V'gidule Gidulim Chulim. But if you go and replant the replanting, meaning the Gidulim that grew from the Trumo, that you plant to grow something new, that will be Chulim. Aval, Tevel. But if you plant Tevel, meaning that you did not do Hafrasha, did not divide and separate the Truma from it, Umaisa Sheini, Umaisa Rishon, and Maisa Sheini, Maisa Rishon, was replanted, Ve'svichei Shvi'is, Ve'trumas Chutzoretz, or if you have Svichei Shvi'is, which are the vegetables that grew on their own in Shemitah, Trumas Chutzoretz, which is not a Truma Deraisa, it's only Derabanon, in some areas that you have Truma and Chutzoretz. Hamidumo, or you have a mixture of truma that fell into chulin, and you didn't have enough to cancel it. So it goes midumo, which was a mixture, ve'abikurim, all these cases, giduleim chulin. If you planted, whatever grows is chulin. So as the Gemara, tamon, there at omai giduleim mutar. There we say, ve'abikurim and ve'amaisi, if you replanted, it's mutar. Ve'ochen, our mishnah, at omai giduleim asurim. If you replant the bikurim and maisi, the giduleim asur. So the Gemara, it's a stira between our mesecht and the mesechus trumas. So says the Gemara, first answer, omar lei, hand the tame giduleim mutarim. When did we say the giduleim mutar? Bedover shezoroi kale. Something that the seed that you plant dissolves and it's not here anymore. Most grains are this way. You put them into the ground, they are gone, and then something new grows up. So you don't have the original zera, the original seed that you put into the ground. So that's why you say gidulim mutar, because there's nothing of the original. When do I say the whatever grows is asur? Something that the zera remains, as the word is going to bring a list in a moment. I mean, the way you plant it, you take the original seed or original vegetable, you put it into the ground, and from there it sprouts out and grows, but the original one stays there. So you always have the issa over here. So that's why the gidulim asur. Omar Leis, he told him that Sabo, Vataninon, but we learned. Ezo Dover Shein Zarakali. What is the examples of something that if you planted, it's considered to be in Zarakali, the seeds remains intact? Kegoin Haluf, Vashum, Vabitsolim. These type of vegetables. Arum, garlic, and onion. These are the only ones that are considered to be Zara Einokale, that the seed stays intact. So the Gemara Vahaluf, Hashum, Vabitsolim, Chayovim, Vabikurim. In these things, you don't have Bikurim. Bikurim is only Shiva Seminim, the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. And the Shiva Seminim that we have, on all the cases, Zaroi Kole, the seed is Kole. So in what case, our Mishnah says, that Bikurim, you have Gidulim, if you replanted, so then it's the Lasser, because you said it's only Shein Zaroi Kole. We don't have such a thing, Bikurim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, ask me any question. I'm Ben Azai. And he asked him a question. His answer wasn't a good answer. Omar Ozal Ben Azai Da'ocha. Ben Azai left. Meaning, he said he's Ben Azai. There's no Ben Azai to answer these questions. So as the one that Tzayinim with base, ask Omar. He came and said that we have another gist over here also. He came. Shal Le'Rabiyane. Went to ask Rabiyane this question. Omar Le Le'maiser Hushvo Dover Shenu Zarakoli. When the Mishnah says that the Gidulim Ma'asur, it's only we talk about Ma'aser, not about Bikurim. Remember, our Mishnah speaks about both Bikurim and Ma'aser and equates the two. When the Mishnah says the Gidulim, whatever you plant, is Asur, it's talking about not Bikurim, only the Ma'aser part. That by Ma'aser, if you planted, it's Asur. And why? Because we talk about Dovar Shezaroi Einokole. We talk about a Luf, Hashum Ve'abotzel, that when you plant them, the seed stays intact. And even though it doesn't apply to Bikurim, it does apply to Maiser, because Rabbanan did say Maiser with vegetables. So only in this, the Mishnah says the Gidulim are Asur. Says the Gemara, Machlef Oshitosei de Abir Yochanon. L'chur Abir Yochanon is contradicting himself. Meaning this answer that Rabbi Yana told Abir Yochanon does not work according to Abir Yochanon. Now the following few lines of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. What is the Gemara referring to? to an extent, then the Vilna Goyen, the Bura grew over here, it says the following line. Omar Rabbeinu HaGoyen, the Vilna Goyen said, Razeh ein megalim ela letznuim. This secret of this Gemara, you tell only to Tznuim. This is something which usually you use for Divrei Kabbalah, that you say it only to Tznuim. See, this Gemara applies to that as well. Shekola mefarshim nilu lehavina pliya. All the mefarshim tried to explain this Gemara, and he didn't understand it. And came the Vilna Goyen to explain it, and Reb Chaim, when he quotes the Vilna Goyen, he adds, Upirsha hagro hetiv. He did follow the Upirsha Goyen. He said it's a very good pshat. So how does the Vilna Goyen explain it? He sends us to a Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that it says over there, Lemalo mehem nevelo mechatos. Nevelo mechatos, the tumor is greater. And what's the greatness of the tumor of nevelo and mechatos? Shemitamim esahodom bimaso letame b'godim, vechasuchi b'godim b'mago. Meaning, someone who carries a nevelo, and not only he becomes tameh, but he becomes tameh to an extent that he makes the clothes on him tameh as well. This is a special din d'oraisa. Usually, if a person becomes tameh, called rishon letumo, and he touches clothing, he doesn't make it tameh. Because clothing can become only rishon, it can become sheni. So if an adam is tameh, he himself became tameh, that means he's rishon. If he touches clothing, he doesn't make it tameh. But if a special din legabi maso, and someone carries an avelo, that his clothing become tameh with him. And even though usually Adam does not spread the tumor to his clothing, by masa, by carrying, he does. And the reason is because when he's carrying the nevelo, the Adam becomes ava tumor. Not a rishon tumor, he becomes a higher level of tumor. He touches the bgadim, he's holding the bgadim, he makes a rishon tumor. But that's only by masa, that's only when you're carrying, not when you're touching. If you're touching a nevelo, then the Adam is only rishon in the tumor. And mainly the clothing that he's touching or he's wearing do not become tameh. So that's what the Mishnah says. Hemetamim es odom b'maso. When you carry it, latameh b'godim. Vechasuchi b'godim. Chasuchi means, and not the clothes, b'mago, if you just touch the nevela. So Yeshua ben Levi had a problem with this Mishnah. Why? Because there's a tosefta, Maseches Zovim, that says, if someone who touches a nevela, so it does become tameh avatumo. And what is the reason? Because if shar lenegea shelo yasit, if he's touching, he probably is going to move it. It's considered to be as if he's carrying it. So really, there's no difference between touching and carrying. The same way carrying makes it such a high level of tumo, also touching is that's a high level of tumo. Because if he's going to touch it, he's going to carry it. He's going to move it. So the chor, there's a steer over here between the Mishnah Maseches Kelim and this Tosefta. The Mishnah Maseches Kelim says that if you touch it, the nevela, it doesn't make the adam so tummy. And the Tosefta Maseches Zovim says that if you touch the nevela, it's as if you're carrying it. So came Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and answered. Now we're going back to the Gemara. Tamano Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lekarno shel nevela hu shvo. Says depends what the person is touching. If he's touching the tzemer, the wool of the behemoth, you're right, the wool is very soft. If you touch it, you're moving it. So therefore you become tame as if you carried it. But if he's touching karno shel nevela, he's touching the horn of the nevela, which is hard, which is not soft. So there it's possible to touch it without moving it. So when the Mishnah says, chasuche b'godim, that there are things that do not make the beggar tameh, talking about he's not touching any part of the animal, when he's touching the horn of the animal, which is hard, and then he's not moving it, and therefore it doesn't make him tameh to cause the b'godim to be tameh. So came Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, Shua b'levi, Omer lei, Lo kein il from Rabbi, didn't you teach me, Rabbi, the what? Reisi, and here we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim. Reisi, chasuchi b'godim shnayim. But the Mishnah says chasuchi b'godim. Chasuchi is loshon rabim, it's plural tense. It doesn't say chasuch b'godim. There's something that you touch that doesn't make the b'godim tummy. It says chasuchi, there's multiple things that you touch that doesn't make the b'godim tummy. According to you, when you touch different parts of the behemoth, so a person that doesn't become tameh, only when he touches the horn, he doesn't become tameh. But chasuchi loshen rabim is plural, refers to different parts of the behemoth. So it should be at least two things, not only the horn. So why is the Gemara bringing in this whole inyan to tell me that when it says plural tense in a Mishnah, it's referring to two things, not to one thing? So if so, comes the Gemara and says, go back to our Mishnah. V'yoyma uf hocha gidulem shnayim. Can you adding this word from Reb Chaim? Meaning, according to our Mishnah, it should be, it says Giduleyim Asurim. Our Mishnah says that whatever you replant, it's Asur. It doesn't say singular tense, V'giduloy Asur. It says V'giduleyim, Giduleyim Lashon Rabim, plural. Meaning it's referring both to Bikurim and to Maaser. So the Gemara in the beginning of this Amud said, that Rabbi Yochanan went to ask Rabbi Hanai and said, how are you going to explain our Mishnah that says that when you replant is Asur, we learn that Bikurim, if you replant is not Asur. And you can't tell me that we're talking about Bedova Shein Zarakoli, that the seed is intact, because by Bikurim we don't have such a thing, which is Ein Zarakoli. So told him, Rabbi Hanai, don't worry, the Mishnah is talking about only one of the things. Gedulei is not referring to Bikurim, it's referring to Maaser only. There you do have things, Shein Zarakoli. Says the Gemara, but we see from the whole discussion on the Mishnah in Kalim, that Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever the Mishnah says a plural tense, it refers to two items, not to one. So if our Mishnah says Gedulei, Loshon Rabim, is not referring only to Maaser, it's referring to Bikurim as well. So Vashar Armish is saying the Bikurim, when you plant it, when you replant it, it becomes Asur. So the Gemara now remains with the question, do we have a steer or we have a contradiction between our Mesechta and Mesechta Shumas? Does Gidulim of Bikurim, when you replant Bikurim, is it Asur or not? With this we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Tet Zayin.